Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Infectious disease specialists are warning that the nation is facing an unprecedented threat this holiday season, a so-called triple-demic of at least three respiratory pathogens. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
RSV, flu, and COVID are all spreading widely. An unusually early resurgence of RSV is already overwhelming pediatric hospitals. And now, the worst flu season in years is making more kids sick with a strain of the flu that's also hitting their grandparents hard, too. At the same time, COVID is infecting tens of thousands and killing hundreds every day, as new, even more transmissible variants are taking over. So doctors are urging people to get their flu shots, COVID boosters, and do whatever else they can to protect themselves and others. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Residents of Kherson in southern Ukraine are leaving that city this weekend as Russian troops continue to barrage the area with rockets. It was just weeks ago when the city was recaptured from Russian forces, who are now based across the Dnieper River. Meanwhile, workers across Ukraine continue their efforts to restore power and water. The civilian infrastructure has been targeted by Russian forces for several weeks. The British Defense Ministry says Russia is likely removing its nuclear warheads from older missiles and using them unarmed against Ukraine. Willem Marx explains.
The UK's Defense Intelligence Organization said Russia was using cruise missiles with nuclear warheads likely swapped out for ballast that were, quote, almost certainly used as decoys to confuse Ukraine's air defenses. The missiles would still cause some damage on impact, Britain said, but their use might underline how low the levels of Russia's longer-range missile stockpiles are now.
That's Willem Marx reporting. Addressing a massive crowd of his supporters, the former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has announced that his party will withdraw from elected assemblies, and he says the country's political system is corrupt. The BBC's Samara Hussein has our reports.
The last time Imran Khan spoke in public, he was shot. This time, security was tight, but the atmosphere was jovial. Mr. Khan has been holding protests since he was pushed out of office in April, demanding fresh elections. Now he is considering dissolving the two provincial governments under his party's control, an unprecedented move sure to plunge Pakistan further into political crisis. This immensely popular leader may have been knocked down physically, but he continues to fight politically.
Taiwan's president has resigned as head of the ruling Democratic Progressive Party following local election losses suffered by her party. Chi Ing-wen offered her resignation on Saturday evening and said she accepts responsibility for the party's losses. Number 3 Michigan used a dominating second half Saturday to beat rival The Ohio State University 45-23. The win almost assures Michigan a spot in the Final Four. Number 1 Georgia, meanwhile, moves on to the SEC championship game next week after a 37-14 win over Georgia Tech. Number 4 TCU beat Iowa State. You're listening to NPR News. Former President Donald Trump has come under criticism for dining this week with a Holocaust-denying white nationalist and the rapper formerly known as Kanye West. The meeting at Trump's Florida home came just days after he launched his third campaign for the presidency. The dinner included Nick Fuentes, who has used his platform to spew anti-Semitic and white nationalist rhetoric. Irene Cara, who starred in and sang the hit title song from the 1980 movie Fame, has died at her home in Florida. She was 63 years old. NPR's Chloe Veltman says the Oscar and Grammy Award-winning singer and actor influenced a generation of artists.
Irene Cara was not only closely identified with Fame, about a group of talented young hopefuls in New York trying to launch their careers in the cutthroat performing arts world, but also with the 1983 movie Flashdance, for which she sang the jubilant title track. Broadway conductor and radio host Seth Radetzky says watching Cara on screen as a kid helped shape his career ambitions.
The movie Fame and Irene Cara specifically herself represented making it in the arts and gave us so much excitement and hope and enthusiasm to pursue the arts.
Cara was born into a working class Puerto Rican and Cuban family in the Bronx. She also had a career as a child performer, which included a regular stint on the 1970s children's show The Electric Company. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
Heavy rains have triggered a massive landslide on the southern Italian resort island of Ischia. At least one person was killed and 12 others are missing. The landslide destroyed buildings and swept cars into the sea. The island sits just southwest of Naples. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.